This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot to talk about this hour. Holy cow. I want to talk about Amazon. I want to talk about the WHO, World Health Organization, essentially backing off, well, admitting China has started Wu Flu. And all the terrorists that are getting into our border. I don't know if you guys heard the story. We nabbed quite a few. But I want to begin with this, what I'm calling a mixed bag of Trump endorsements. Businessman Mike Collins defeated former Democratic State Representative Vernon Jones in Georgia's 10th Congressional District GOP primary runoff election. Collins, at least at the time of when I got this article, secured, get this number, 78% of the vote. Jones, roughly 22%. I mean, that is a huge victory. And Vernon Jones, former Democrat, black dude from Georgia. Now, here's where I'm going with this. Collins was supported by Governor Brian Kemp. That's who endorsed him. Kemp is a rhino who allowed the election to be stolen in Georgia. Now, Mike Pence backed Kemp. By the way, Trump was anti-Kemp. And he was for Will Perdue. Perdue lost against Kemp. So Trump not only lost against the gubernatorial candidate, I'm talking about huge. The guy that he wanted to win in the congressional election, he loses huge in Georgia as well. Now, either Georgia has the, you know, the big, I don't know. Are the rhinos that powerful in Georgia? Somebody from Georgia, maybe you can let me know. Maybe Trump backed the wrong guy. I met Vernon Jones once. I mean, he's a darling of the industry because he, or of politics right now for the Republicans, because he publicly decried the Democrats and left. But were people in Georgia leery of him? My suspicion is yes. Trump's endorsement doesn't, I mean, I don't think it's as big as people make it. I think Donald Trump is strategic about it in some cases, and in other cases, he just blatantly screws the pooch. In Arizona, he screwed the pooch. He went with Blake Masters. Wrong choice. 34-year-old dude that mostly lived in California, wet behind the ears, knows nothing about this job and what it's going to entail, knows nothing about life as we know it, and backed by Peter Thiel, multi-billionaire, and that's why Trump endorsed him. It appears, and I hate to say this, that Trump's endorsement can be bought. That stinks. We're supposed to be promoting the best candidates. I'm going to give you an example. Jim Lehman, he put his personal money into making sure that the Republicans could continue counting, doing the audit. He put his personal money. The GOP ran out of money. He says, no problem. $200,000, that's what you need. Boom, he donated it. That's what continued it. He has been vocal about it. He says, get to the truth. Look, I don't care where the truth turns out. Get to it. Here's my money. This is a guy that has supported every staunch conservative. Do you realize in Arizona, we have the staunchest conservative Congress people around? Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar, Debbie Lesko. So he decides he's going to run for senator because he says, look, I don't see anybody that can beat Mark Kelly. I can beat him. This is a dude that grew up shoveling manure on his uncle's farm for 25 cents a stall, went into the Army as a paratrooper, well, played football for Bear Bryant, went into the Army as a paratrooper, then built a billion-dollar solar, a mega energy company, a manufacturing company that puts in these industrial-sized plants, power plants, with solar energy. And knows how to store it, knows how to produce it and store it, and can argue articulately about energy policy. And he says, solar, with the battery technology that's being developed, is the way to go. I can show you how to do it, blah, blah, blah. He could be the darling of the left. He stood up for Trump. He's got that as his pedigree. And who does Trump endorse? A 34-year-old dude who had a job running a foundation for a billionaire. That makes no sense to me. Until you look at the money. Peter Thiel pouring money into Trump's PAC, supporting supposedly America First candidates. Who would you vote for? I'm just going to ask you. A seasoned veteran, legitimate veteran, whose pedigree is worked hard from the age of 7, played football in college for Bear Bryant. That's not easy, by the way. Went into the Army as a paratrooper during the Cold War, built mega business that employed thousands of people, gave back money to charity, 10% of the money that his own company made, he gave the charity in Arizona. Then he hired 22% veterans when the average is 5%. 22% veterans has vowed a 2-term limit in the Senate. He will donate his salary to Arizona's needy and will not take a pension. Now, what more could you ask from a public servant? What part of that did Donald Trump not look at and go, boy, seasoned dude, knows how to write payroll checks, in the energy sector, knows it cold, knows water, knows mining, has served in the mill. I mean, what part of this would you not endorse over a wet-behind-the-ears attorney who ran Peter Thiel's foundation? Somebody explain that to me. So, you know, if Trump is going to keep making these kind of endorsements, no wonder Jones got his butt kicked. 78% to 22% in Georgia. Brian Kemp, of all people, I don't know what Trump's inner sanctum bothers me. It does. Now, but here's the other thing he does. Republican Katie Britt in Alabama, she secured her runoff election. She defeated Mo Brooks, who Donald Trump pulled his endorsement from. Brooks ran under MAGA Mo, and he supported Trump's idea that the election was stolen, but Trump pulled his endorsement. I'm not even sure why. I forget, because I met Mo Brooks when he came to Arizona here. But Britt won, and Trump jumped on her bandwagon at the end. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is I want people to understand. It wasn't his support of. I can't tell you how much it was of him pulling Mo Brooks' endorsement back. I don't know what that did to him. But what I'm hearing is that Britt was going to win this thing anyway, with or without Trump's endorsement. Is he just jumping on now to try to make his record look good? I don't have an answer for this, folks, but let's keep an eye on it. We got a lot to talk about. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days.
We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to wait and talk about the scandemic and what the Democrats are planning, because I want to deal with that show when I'm also talking about Rand Paul, Fauci, and what else is going on with this whole scandemic and how the Democrats are, you know, they're not going to let this thing die. You know, as I told you before, they were going to back away. Did you notice how they backed away? Country's open. Wolf flu's still rampant. It's raging out there. Dude, let me tell you what they're not going to talk about. They're not going to talk about herd immunity. They're not going to talk about the number of people now dying. Where's that report we used to get? 1 million people have died. Why isn't it 5 million by now? Huh? Anybody? Anybody? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. By the way, I got to thank you people. You are such amazing folks. Thank you for the overwhelming response on my birthday, which happened this week. people reaching out, birthday wishes, things like this. And for those of you who didn't, that's okay. I forgive you, racist. It's okay. No problem. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited towards you, racist. I don't want you to feel like I have any animosity against your racism. It's not a problem. Oh, man. And for those of you, look, we've had an issue. I don't know what's going on with these PayPal, Shopify, whatever we use to process money. These people have tried to ruin us. Let me tell you what they did. We had donations. People, you know, they donate $5, $10, whatever. And then Albert, who donated enough money to be my dad. Thank you, Albert. And also Bob and Carol and a few others that have made significant donations. That, for the record, I can't even tell you guys how much it helped. I'm touched. But anyway, the people that are, and Albert sent me a couple of money orders, and Carol and Bob sent checks, and there have been a few others, and I appreciate you guys doing this. But the ones that are doing over the internet, through these different services, they were tacking on a shipping charge. So if you donated $5, it was $8 because they tacked on a $3 shipping charge. Well, people think I'm doing that. We don't do that. The donation amount you donate is a donation amount. So, and let me just explain what happens. You donate $5, we get about $4.18 or something like that. Cause these suckers take a big chunk of it. These leftists, and I'm not mad at them. It's a service. It is what it is. And of course it goes down the bigger the donation. Hint, hint. But the point I'm making is we didn't add that. The button just went crazy. I don't know who did it. It's not on my team. So if that happened to you, let us know, because I will happily make sure you get that money back. But we're setting up new buttons, and that's been our delay. So for those of you who are joining Backstage Club, because there's going to be a limited number of Backstage Club, and here's what we're doing. I'm going to tell you up front. I want people to know exactly what we're doing. We're going to have 56 founders of the Kevin Jackson Network, because we rebranded from the Black Sphere. Albert, Bob, and Carol and others have already achieved that, because it's going to be a relatively healthy number to get there. And there's a handful of people who've donated and been very supportive. So you're going to be one of the 56 to get everything. You will get everything in advance. You guys call me, whatever you need. If I'm in town, we're going to dinner. You know what I mean? That's what you get. But the recurring donors, and part of our Backstage Club that, you know, and it's like if you donate, I don't know, up $25 a month, $50 a month, there's a lot of stuff that we're going to give you that is really slick. Things that you'll get access to that nobody else does. But if you're one of those 56, essentially we become family. And I'm not even exaggerating that. We become family. If I'm coming to town, I'm going to let you know. We'll grab dinner together. We'll, you know, whatever. I'll come to church with you. We're going to do stuff. And that is what I want to commit. And that is as much as I can give to the public is this is what I do. You know, if you like what you hear on the radio, this is what's going to happen. And of course, everybody else, if we come to town, we'll have an event and we'll say you can, you know, either discount it, come to the event, or maybe free. I don't know. But that's not for me to deal with right now. But my team, that's what we want to do. So that's what Backstage Club is. And we're going to have these 56 founders. There's a few of those slots have already been filled, and we'll get the word out. You'll know what it takes to be that. But those are the people that make a huge commitment to us that says, Kevin, we want to make sure you and your team survive and thrive because we need that voice. So thank you for all of you who've done that. And if you want to reach out to me about the founders list, then just get a hold of me at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com or give us a call at 844-551-8255. So sorry to take up so much time in this segment to talk about that, but I thought it was important to do that. And I'm going to say it again because I want to make sure everybody knows, number one, we appreciate – I don't care whether you make a one-time donation of a dollar, and we have people that have done that. I don't know whether it's kicking the tires, but I appreciate it. It's $1. I didn't have to go figure out where to get it. And we have a team of very underpaid, hardworking patriots who have been with me for a long time, and they're not here for the money. And I can guarantee you I'm not, because I could make a one heck of a living doing other stuff. So anyway, just want to let you guys know what that's about. Amazon facing a looming crisis. get this, it could run out of people for its warehouses, they say, by 2024. This was in a leaked internal research from Amazon that came in the mid-2021. They say their quality and growth plans are at risk and its e-commerce dominance along with it. So Amazon's in trouble on multiple fronts. They had this advantage in shipping because of this deal with the United States Postal Service. But they think they can pull some levers and push it off a little bit, raising wages, increasing warehouse automation, things like this. But they said it's going to take sweeping changes to manage its employees in order to alter this timeline because they are in dire straits. They said if we continue business as usual, Amazon will deplete the available labor supply in the U.S. by 2024. Now, Amazon has 1 million employees. Are you aware of this? Huge. And do you get this? They turn them over so fast. That's a problem. I don't know why they're turning them over. Some people say it's the working conditions. Let me tell you why I think they're turning them over. I think Jeff Bezos overestimated leftism. Amazon, from everything I hear, is a pretty good gig. You may work hard, but you get fair pay, etc. But you know what he's finding out? There are lots of leftists out there that are taking these jobs, and they want Amazon to be woke. They want Amazon to play the game of, you know, how many black women, the Asian this, Guatemalan midgets, etc. And Amazon's going, look, I thought we were just in the process. We're in the business of taking other people's products and shipping them effectively. Think about what Amazon does. They don't make anything. They're not like the oil industry, oil and gas. They're not like Tesla. The innovation they have is in how they've manipulated the system and essentially taken competition out of play, and they're doing it with this USPS thing. And I was shocked to hear at the turnover. I don't know the numbers are. You'd have to look it up for yourself, but they say the turnover at Amazon year over year is through the roof. Who knew?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan gun safety bill has cleared a final procedural hurdle in the Senate. Senators voted to push the measure to a final vote, perhaps as early as today or tonight. It would be the first significant firearms bill to clear the Senate in nearly 30 years. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says he can't support the bill because it weakens due process and is too rushed.
We didn't even know what's in this bill until Tuesday night at like 6 o'clock. We get the bill. And within an hour, we have to vote on whether we want to proceed.
President Biden is voicing his disappointment with the Supreme Court's ruling striking down New York's concealed carry law. Biden saying the decision contradicts both common sense and the Constitution, adding he finds it deeply troubling. You're listening to USA Radio News. As inflation remains at a near 40-year high, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell believes the Biden administration is failing to uphold government responsibilities.
Stable prices, public safety, and secure borders are three of the most fundamental duties of any government. Sadly, from our country, the Biden administration has swung and missed three times.
Pro-abortion activists are continuing to target pro-life pregnancy centers.
Suspected Democrat activists continue to attack pro-life centers as President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the Department of Justice remain silent on the violence. The two Michigan pro-life center attacks were at the Lennon Pregnancy Center, that's in Dearborn Heights, and the Pregnancy Care Center in Redford.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about this the other day, Biden, and how he would never be described. Think about what adjectives you would never use in describing Joe Biden. And I thought about intelligent. I would never describe Joe Biden as intelligent. I wouldn't even describe him as smart. I wouldn't describe him as witty. I wouldn't describe him as charming. I wouldn't describe him as disarming. Anything. There's not a positive adjective that I would use to describe Joe Biden. And this has nothing to do with his political, you know, affiliation. If Joe Biden were a Republican, I would call him disingenuous, a pathological liar. The little I know about him, I would say he's a sexual predator. Not to be trusted or untrustworthy. He's a child molester of his own daughter, it appears. A political dolt. A brain dead moron. Dumb. I mean, I think you get the picture. There's nothing redeeming about this guy. And as I think about that, I think to myself, how would Democrats actually pick a guy that I think the majority of people would say has no wit, no charm, no intelligence, no substance? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Wow. And did he prove it or not? Did he prove everything we said, everything that Donald Trump predicted about him? The short answer is, heck yes, he did. Wow. We are in a tailspin. Do you know, I've been telling you guys that I think that if they use the calculations of 1980s, because Bill Clinton changed the way they calculate inflation. He's the president during which that change occurred. I was told by a guy who did the calculations. He said if they use the 1980s calculation of inflation, we are at 24.8% inflation. I've been saying 17, 18%. I just took a guess. He says, nope, it's a 2.8 multiplier to what you have right now. So that's where we would be, or a 2.3 multiplier, something like that. I know it's over 2. So he did the calculation, we are at 24.8% inflation, highest at any point in history since we've been measuring it.
Let me give you how to reach us again. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I guarantee you, I don't know most of you in terms of physical, you know you personally, but I know of you. And here's what I'll tell you. You are feeling the pinch of inflation, and you don't like it. And I'm not talking about a little bit. Where you said, man, I went to the grocery store, it was 10% higher. You're feeling it in the sense of, wow. I saw a report about housing prices. It was a snippet of this stupid guy, John Oliver's show. Do you know what he was talking about? He talked about rents being through the roof, but he goes, it's nothing new. He made it appear as though people who cannot afford rents, if you live in New York, you experience it. If you lived here, you experience it. Let me tell you what New York experienced under Trump. They watched rent levels drop amazingly. They dropped. And most of these major cities, and it was during the time of Wu Flu, when people were working from home, the rents dropped like crazy. That's what they were experiencing 2 years ago. And now people can't afford rents. They can't afford houses. They can't afford to buy houses. This is a period that will, I hate to say it'll go down in history because everything's history, but this will go down in history in an infamous way. None of this, I remind you, not one single thing we've been talking about over the last 3 or 4 months would have been happening under Donald Trump. For those of you out there who, oh, Donald Trump, which you hear people say this, ask them this simple question. Where were you when Donald Trump left office? Let me help you. You weren't locked down. You did not have a lockdown. That was Joe Biden and Fauci who decided to enslave you. You didn't have businesses who had lost, people who lost their livelihoods, lost their businesses. I'm talking about ruined lives, suicides at the rate that's untenable, drug overdoses, abuse, all types of abuse. I'm talking about people attacking each other because they were locked down, pent up, all this anger building up. The level of crime through the roof. And you certainly didn't go to the gas pump and have a coronary. None of that was happening. So I go back to you. What would you use to describe Joe Biden? And here's a better question. If you're a Democrat, a former Democrat listening to this program, what did you use to describe Joe Biden? What adjectives did you use then? And what adjectives are you using now for the guy that can't even ride a bike? What would you use to describe this guy? You think he's brilliant? How many people do you think really believe this economy is going in the right direction? How many people do you believe really trust Joe Biden's leadership? Really believe that America is on the right track? He can right the ship. The guy that told us inflation didn't exist. Then he said it does exist, but it's transitory. Then he says, well, it may be around a little longer, but get used to it. It's no big deal. Then he says, well, it is a big deal, but it's not my fault. It's Donald Trump's. I've inherited from him. Oh, no, I take that back. It's Putin. No, I tell you what, it's the big oil companies, etc. This is the way they describe the problems and fix the problems on the left, and they want more. I talked the other day. Hillary Clinton said the Democratic Party better get away from this transgender stuff, and they better start protecting the police. Oh, but we need to elect more. These people are lunatics. They prove it with their own words, with their own actions. They tell you how destructive they're going to be, and that's the only thing they follow through on. When they tell you, I'm going to shut down the oil industry, then they blame the oil industry. They tell you, I'm going to open up the borders, and they do. And then they blame Donald Trump, or they blame you, or they blame something. Oh, you're the xenophobe, right? You're the one who hates Mexicans. No, you're the one who hates poverty. You hate countries. You don't hate them, but you don't want countries to be like other, our country to be like other countries. Joe Biden has sent America into a tailspin, and it hasn't taken long at all. People that don't want to work,
Yeah, let me tell you why some people don't want to work. They're tired of dealing with government bureaucracy. They don't want to start a business only to have Joe Biden shut it down or Fauci the fraud shut it down. Which, by the way, we'll talk about Fauci the fraud because Rand Paul absolutely destroyed that little puke. So I'm looking at these numbers. This was last week. Dow Jones under 30,000, 29,889. It lost 4.79% in a week. But no, there's no inflation. Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500 lost 5.79% of its value in a week. NASDAQ lost 4.78% of its value in a week. Bitcoin lost over 30% of its value within a week. Just giving you a few numbers, folks. This is a week of Joe Biden. Now, all of those numbers can go up and they can't swing back up. But as I've mentioned before in another program, another broadcast, the market under Joe Biden is underwater after 2 years. First year, it went up. Second year, it not only went down, it gave back its first year gains. This is Joe Biden's year. Year one was living on the muscle memory of Trump. And for those of you who think Trump lived on the muscle memory of Obama, you better go back and check your numbers. Donald Trump did what was right, and that's why this economy soared. And you can think what you want about Trump, but the numbers don't lie. And the results online, I'm not talking about the manipulated data. I'm talking about what you feel in your pocket. They go on to say this. Markets had a similar experience. The S&P, they say, shrank 6%, blah, blah, blah. Worse since March of 2020 when lockdowns hit as investors moved into a safe haven assets like government bonds. But here's what I love about this. The market looks forward. They go on, they say this, we know the economy isn't the stock market. Prime examples, mid-2020, the market was sipping Prosecco on a Hamptons yacht, records on records, while the economy was eating Safeway frozen peas in bed. Record GDP shrinkage. But see, what they won't tell you is Donald Trump's record GDP shrinkage may have occurred, but the fundamentals of his economy were still good. So there was light at the end of the tunnel. There is none with Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden is the talk of the town. He is setting records, folks. Records. And you should feel good because this is an opportunity for you to absolutely rub Joe Biden in the face of the left, to rub this big cheat in the face of the left. And let me tell you, no matter what Adam Schiff and these guys talk about in terms of, oh, Donald Trump tried to disrupt the democracy, which they always talk about our constitutional republic as a democracy because they want you to believe that it's, by the way, if it were a democracy, we would be winning all the time because nothing they say are they leading on. In other words, Democrat ideas are never, never in lead. They're never the maximum. What am I trying to say? In terms of 50-50, Democrat ideas never get above 25-30%. Of the country. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I know I didn't say that eloquently, but I'm not thinking that straight right now. But the point is this. We are the majority decisions of everything. We bring sanity because we don't do it selfishly. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna play this clip. This came from Yahoo. This is the worst period. I already told you the inflation numbers are outrageous. This is the worst period in your lifetime. I promise you, I don't know, I don't care if you are 80 years old, 90 years old, this is the worst period of economic devastation you felt in your lifetime. And here's a clip from Yahoo where they're talking about consumer confidence and what the level is. I've already told you that the inflation rate they give you of 8.6% isn't a fraction of what it actually is. It's over 24%, approaching 25. And here's what's worse. No prognosis for it getting better. This patient is going to die. But here's the good news. Be glad. Prepare the funeral. Make it a New Orleans celebration that it's going to die, because as it dies, it means that we get to bring sanity back, that we get to point at these leftist turds and say, I told you so. Stop cheating. Let the best people get into office. People who truly are dedicated to what? What? America first. I'm not talking about personal stuff. We are all sacrificing. If there's a reason to sacrifice, we'll sacrifice. If there's a reason for us to shut this country down over a pandemic, not a scamdemic, we'll do it. But what these people do is they use every device they can to hurt us, all so they can gain. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. Anyway, here's a clip. This will blow your mind. Pay attention to these numbers. And understand, this is what the Democrats stole an election to give us.
Biden is expected to decide whether or not to declare a federal gas tax holiday. The goal would be to ease the record gas prices, but it might be too late to turn around sinking consumer confidence as people deal with soaring inflation. Tom Fitzgerald's on the story tonight. He's on the Hill. A lot of people you talk to today aren't too optimistic here, Fitz.
No, they're not, Jim. You know, the fear here is that the people have moved from concern over soaring prices right now to pessimism that this is not going to get any better. In fact, get worse over the course of this summer before things to start turning around. There is evidence to support this. The Consumer Price Confidence Index, well, that has dropped now from 58.2% in May to now a record low of 50.4% now. Now, this consumer index, currently, it's the lowest it has ever been. Look, Fox 5 spoke to a lot of people here at the Capitol today. They say they are increasingly worried right now that the government officials who they trust to take care of this economy don't have any way to reverse this trend. And in fact, they are bracing themselves for things to get worse.
Well, at the rate that we're going right now, I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon.
It's all the above. It's gas, it's getting around, it's being able to eat, it's all of it.
I'm thinking it's going to stay a little bit worse, but pretty much the same.
We continue to see this administration make policies that are anti-fuel.
So, of course, the question is, what are lawmakers here in Washington doing to reverse this trend? Well, the Federal Reserve, you may remember last week, dropped interest rates. Now, the goal there was to make all of this spending that's been going on, that's been fueling this inflation, to cool off a bit. However, Eric Morath, who's an editor with the Wall Street Journal, tells Fox 5, in the long term, that may well work, but in the short term, it's going to mean some of your bills are still going to go up.
And what they're trying to do here is get that inflation under control by intentionally slowing down the economy. But you're going to see that if you need a mortgage loan, if you're going to get a car loan, you're going to see those higher rates and your credit card bills could be higher.
Right now, the federal gas tax stands at 18.4 cents a gallon. The president said today that he'll decide by the end of this week whether or not to impose a federal gas tax holiday. He also said he doesn't agree with economists who say a recession is coming. The president says he does not think, Marina, that one is inevitable.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Where do you start? Well, declare a federal gas tax of 18.4%, reduce it 18.4 cents. I don't know about you. That ain't going to do it. Unless the federal gas tax is $2, it is not going to make a dent. And I know this is what Biden's dilemma is and the Democrats' dilemma is. It isn't really going to help. Here's what Biden's energy secretary said about this.
What's he waiting for on the gas tax?
Well, I mean, part of the challenge with the gas tax, of course, is that it funds the roads. And we just did a big infrastructure bill to help fund the roads. So if we remove the gas tax, that takes away the funding that was just passed by Congress to be able to do that. So, you know, that's one of the challenges, but I'm not saying that that's off the table. That is, as prices continue to rise, that's certainly something the administration is considering, just like I know governors across the country are considering that.
Folks, that's what's called a rock and a hard place. You get rid of the 18.4 cents per gallon tax you pay, and it's money. Think about how much money you make if you got 18.4 cents for every gallon of gasoline somebody puts in their car. Would you want that money? You have over 100 million consumers out there driving daily. And every one of them, every time they fill up their car, average of 15 cents a gallon is generating $2.40 for you with every car, you know, refuel. $2.40 times 100 million people. Figuring just one tank of gas a day per person, and you get the idea of how much money gets raised. And Joe Biden said, I'm going to give you a holiday from that. Well, it squeezed the balloon because they're going to have to get you somewhere else. But where's all this leading? Consumer confidence, 50.4%. What did he say? The lowest in history. Anybody remember what it was with Donald Trump? Well, maybe not, but let me give you a little bit of input on it. This was from 2017, CNN. They couldn't even try to, they tried to spin this as negative, but listen to this. Consumers are suddenly a lot more confident about the economic future of the United States. That's a good thing, but it's also worth noting that consumers don't always have a good track record when it comes to predicting the financial future. They're already trying to dim the light on Trump. The Conference Board, an economic research firm, said that its latest monthly survey of consumer sentiment surged in March to its highest level since December of 2000. Now, this is 2017, and they went on to say, December 2000, at that point in time, the stock market, particularly techs on NASDAQs, were in the midst of a massive plunge. The dot-com bubble bursting, blah, blah, blah. But they go on to say this. Another closely watched measure of consumer confidence, the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index, hit its highest level since 2000 earlier this month. They go on to tell you all these record-breaking things that Donald Trump was doing. And then they say this, all of this is not to say that the economy is about to enter another downturn just because a notoriously late-to-the-party consumer is suddenly feeling giddy. So they're saying that, well, even though your consumer's feeling good, well, that doesn't mean that the economy's not going to tank under Donald Trump. Well, what did it do? It surged. And they go on in the article having to finally admit that Donald Trump was doing all the right things. But are they doing that for Joe Biden? The answer is no, because it is not happening. The left knows this. They go on to say this when they're talking about Joe Biden. This is what the guy was saying. Can the government reverse the trend? People are saying, no, we're bracing for worse because Joe Biden's policies, that is the only place they can go. The Fed raised interest rates. They didn't drop them. The guy got that wrong in a report. But here's the most interesting part. Joe Biden doesn't believe it. Joe Biden says, the experts were. Well, here's one where the experts, folks, are getting it right. Because you don't need to be an economist. You don't need to have a background in finance to know that we are headed the wrong way.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.